Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear today with a high of 83. 63 tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 79, partly cloudy. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Saturday, decreasing clouds by Sunday. Mid-70s. Saturday, mid-60s by Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has officially released a statement condemning reports of private messages that were sent by members of the Young Republicans organization with leaders here in Kansas and across the nation. As Governor Kelly released her own statement, saying, quote, "While I appreciate the words of the condemnation expressed by several Republican leaders and their expulsion of the Young Republican chapter from the Kansas Republican Party, their words ring hollow when some of them repeatedly post content in social media that directly contradicts their statements condemning racism." She went on to say that, quote, "I would encourage those leaders in the Republican Party to reflect on their own language and behavior to determine if they have provided license to younger followers to engage in such overtly racist dialogue." In a statement from the black chairwoman of the Kansas State Republican Party, Denedre Herbert, she said, quote, "Laura Kelly has no business throwing stones. Her party calls everything racist and sexist, desensitizing people to those terms and making it impossible to be believed when actual racism and sexism occur."
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and if the recent storms have damaged your home, there's only one place to call, Burwell Roofing and Construction. They have been a trusted roofer for over 25 years in the state of Kansas and will help you with any damage by working with your insurance company, giving you an honest and fair estimate, and using quality materials and labor to make sure your house is back to satisfaction. After a storm, there are a lot of roofing companies that come in from out of state looking to make a quick buck at your expense. Don't let that happen. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction today or go online at burwellconstruction.com.
Why do winners play at Seven Clans Casinos? The numbers don't lie. From Wichita to Texas, Seven Clans has the only certified loose casinos, as verified by Strictly Slots Magazine. That's why winners play here. Plus, use your Seven Clans rewards card for even more perks and offers. It's official. Seven Clans Casinos have the area's only certified loose slots.
Kansas health officials say that they have confirmed the presence of an invasive tick in the northeastern portion of the state that does have the ability to replicate itself and spread a harmful blood parasite, especially to potentially your pets. As KSNC News reports, according to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, they said in a press release earlier this week that the officials have confirmed the first known occurrence of the Asian long-horned tick in the Sunflower State, identifying the tick after it was discovered on a dog in Franklin County. According to the KDHE, they say the ticks are invasive and were first found in the United States in 2017, having spread west since their initial discovery, now in 21 states, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. In the statement from the KDHE and the Animal Health Commissioner for the state of Kansas, they say, quote, "We have been monitoring the spread of the Asian long-horned tick, especially since it was confirmed in neighboring states. Now that it has been identified in Kansas, we have been in contact with accredited veterinarians across the state to remind them to be alert for this tick and to ensure they understand the risks."
As a farm or ranch owner, you've invested heavily in your agribusiness, especially in your livestock. Protecting them from accidents, fires, and other natural disasters is crucial for your farm's success. At Blue Valley Insurance, we recognize the importance of your animals as assets to your livelihood. Visit our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville to explore comprehensive livestock insurance options tailored to your needs. Safeguard your farm's future with Blue Valley Insurance today.
Nebraska, Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office has announced this week that they are asking a new contract with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency to hold migrant detainees at Omaha's largest local jail, saying that one of the reasons would include to bring in funding for the community and boost his department that's trying to trim budgets currently. According to the Nebraska Examiner, after the announcement from the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, the county board said that they were rebuffing the idea, as the board chair for the Board of Corrections, Roger Garcia, in and an outspoken critic of ICE, responded in a statement saying that the board has not been involved in any related conversations with the sheriff or the department. The sheriff's department has urged the county board to reconsider entering into the detention agreement with ICE, saying that the latest incident with the raid that arrested nearly 80 workers back in June, the Douglas County and ICE detention contract could have been staying nearer to loved ones, which, quote, real in-person access to legal representation and access to Omaha's premier healthcare system, legal and support services.
Donut Day is coming!
Donut Day? What's that?
Free donuts for Blue Valley customers!
October is National Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is here to celebrate. Swing by on Friday, October 24th, before work or school for donuts, coffee, and hot apple cider. Drive through our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. The first 25 people through get a free stocking hat.
Medicare open enrollment is officially underway, and that means it's time for seniors and those eligible for Medicare to take a closer look at their health coverage for next year.
Medicare open enrollment for the prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans is from October 15th to December 7th. People that live in nursing homes and are qualified for the low-income subsidy can change plans once a month, but we still encourage everybody to shop for a prescription drug plan between October 15th and December 7th.
It's the time of year when those on Medicare can review their health and drug coverage and make changes for the year ahead.
Well, last year I saw over 700 people and I saved them collectively $550,000. So I think if you want to be a good consumer and you want to make sure that you have the best prescription drug plan for you for 2026, you need to come in and check it out. And it only takes 20 to 30 minutes to just go over your drugs that you have and make sure that you have the best drugs for you based on the drugs that you take and where you want to get your drugs from. So be a good consumer and come and check it out during Medicare open enrollment. We're here for you and have lots of volunteers. Our community health worker plus myself are all here to help people through this process. So we have people willing and ready to help. So take time to come and do your due diligence and be a good consumer.
To ensure that they can serve everyone efficiently, they strongly recommend scheduling an appointment before visiting the extension office.
In Marshall County, we need you to call and make an appointment at the Marshall County Extension Office, or RSVP of Northeast Kansas also provides Medicare counseling as well. When they come to the Marshall County Extension Office, they need to have an appointment, of course, and then they need to bring their list of drugs, their Medicare card, and their phone is always helpful. So if they have a cell phone, a lot of times now we're having to duo authenticate, and so we have to send a code to their phone, and so if they don't have that, it sometimes becomes more of a challenge for us.
Again, Medicare open enrollment ends December 7th. Reviewing now can make a real difference in your healthcare costs and coverage next year.
If they don't qualify for extra help, live in another state or move to another state or go live in a nursing home, there's probably not a lot you can do till the next open enrollment period. But you could always call the office and make sure there's no other loopholes or things that we could do to help you. But the December 7th for most people is a pretty hard and fast deadline. So we encourage you to take action now, call and get an appointment, and stop by and see us. There's also help at the River Valley Extension District offices if you live over in the Washington Clay Center area, and also Meadowlark Extension District over in Nemaha County is also there to serve your needs, as well as the Pott County. So wherever you live around Kansas, you can call your local county extension office, and at least here in Northeast Kansas, there'll be somebody there to help you.
Football homecoming is Friday at Lynn High School. Queen candidates Mackenzie Height, Ella Omke, and Elizabeth Olson. King candidates Brigham Hansen, Zachary Hilton, and Dylan Holdy. Lynn plays host to Osborne in the homecoming football game. Waterville Flannel Fest is Saturday, with the Lions Club Pancake Feed from 7 till 10 a.m. and a vendor fair 9 to 3 at the Waterville Community Center. Cornhole begins at 10 with ladder golf downtown, street golf downtown at 2. Sidetrack Band performs at the Opera House at 4 p.m. with Chicken Ghost rides on the Central Branch Railroad at 6, followed by adult rides. Reservations are required. They'll have a pulled pork and pulled chicken meal at 6:30 with a cash donation Saturday evening in Waterville.
Marysville Annual Black Squirrel Festival is Saturday, 3 until 9 p.m. Downtown with old-fashioned games from 3 until 5. Live music at the Pony Express Plaza, 5 until 7 with Better Than Roadkill featuring country, rock, and blues. Treats downtown with candy giveaways, a costume contest Saturday at 7 with the Marysville High School Marching Band performing at 8 and fire performers at 8:15. KNDY begins airing a new big band program Sunday afternoons, 1 to 3, with host Jack Kirk, who served as pastor at Emmanuel and Bethlehem Lutheran Churches for several years. He's aired a big band show on a Lincoln nonprofit station and debuts the program this Sunday at 1 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. John Christopher's Neon Beats show will continue airing Sunday afternoons following from 3 until 6 p.m. with Herb's Country Classics, 6 until 7, with former KNDY owner-operator Herb Hoflicker, who's now retired in the Missouri Ozarks. Kathleen A. Kate Juniman, age 73, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral Mass Friday, 10:30, with a rosary at 10 from St. John's Catholic Church Gym in Hanover. Burial in the St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Family visitation Thursday, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Kate Juniman. Graveside service for Dolores M. Carlson, age 87, of Denver, who passed away October 3rd, is planned Friday, October 17th, 11 a.m. at the Barrett Cemetery southwest of Frankfort, with the Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Dolores Carlson. A memorial service is planned Saturday for Robin E. Vaudrin Wright, age 62, of Blue Rapids, who passed away October 1st. Service Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. at the Northridge Church in Sabetha, with the Popkiss Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Robin Vaudrin Wright. Memorial service for Fred L. Applegarth, age 87, who passed away October 6th, is planned Saturday at 3 at the Morroville Christian Church. Family interment in the Faith Lutheran East Cemetery at Seward, Nebraska, at a later date. Bachelor Serber Funeral Home of Belleville in charge of arrangements for Fred Applegarth. Judith A. Judy Wutzke, age 84, of Blue Springs, passed away. Graveside service Sunday, October 19th, 2 p.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery, with the Laughlin Home of Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Judy Wutzke. Eugene J. Gene Fisher, age 79, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Funeral Mass Monday, 10:30, from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery. Rosary at the church, Sunday evening at 7, with a visitation Sunday, 10 until 5, at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Gene Fisher. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, meatloaf with a muffin, macaroni and cheese, cabbage, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby baker, sliced carrots, and lime pears. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will be running well above average across the region for today, and it will be on the breezy side, with those winds out of the south kicking up to 15 to 20 miles per hour. Expecting high temperatures by this afternoon to climb up into the lower part of the 80s. For tonight, skies look to cloud over, and then as a cold frontal boundary begins to approach from the west on Friday, we do pick up a chance for some scattered thunderstorm activity. Still a good 10 degrees above average, with those high temperatures in the upper 70s. Saturday, just a slight chance for a spotty afternoon shower as that frontal boundary continues to pull away on off to the east. We'll ease back to some lower 70s for high temperatures, and then a bit cooler than average for a change into your Sunday. Lots of sunshine to wrap up your weekend with mid-60s for highs, rebounding to the lower 70s again for Monday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature 69, record high on this date 98. The average low 44 and the record low 24. Sunrise this morning 7:38. Sunset this evening at 6:47. It's 64 degrees this morning in Marysville, and that's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 16th of October. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ring in the holiday season with Reflections Keepsake Ornament Debut from October 11th until the 19th. This is your first chance to check out the season's newest keepsake ornaments with over 150 new designs for the holiday season. Start checking gifts off your list with Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Keepsake Ornament Debut is October 11th until the 19th. Open Monday through Saturday. Reflections in Marysville is
so much more than your favorite hobble store.
The road to success is the road. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. LA Dodgers have a 2-0 series lead in the NLCS after winning both games on the road in Milwaukee. In the ALCS, all three games have been won by the road team. Mariners taking the first two in Toronto, but the Blue Jays packed their bats for game three on the road in Seattle last night.
That ball is driven. Addison Barger has entered the chat. Wow, was that hammered. Deep into the seats in right, and another homer and another hit for Toronto. Their fifth long ball of the night.
Carl Ravage, ESPN Radio, 18 hits for the Blue Jays, five of them homers. They steamroll the Mariners in Seattle 13-4. Seattle still leads the series 2-1. Both series continue today. Week 7 of the NFL kicks off tonight. Steelers and Bengals in Cincinnati. The two quarterbacks are in the spotlight given their combined ages 81. 40-year-old Joe Flacco, 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think it's great for all the old guys, you know. I know that when I watch other sports, maybe it's because I'm the older guy, but I tend to pull for the older guys to win championships.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Miami's Tua Tagovailoa has apologized for his critical comments, which he made after Sunday's loss to the Chargers. Soccer, Washington Spirit 4-0 over Monterey to win Group B and clinch a berth in the Champions Cup semifinals, but Trinity Rodman was in tears after an injury to her right leg. On the ice, Sabres had dropped their first three games of the season, going 0-for-11 on the power play, but that changed. Three power play goals yesterday in their 8-4 win over the Senators. Chicago also scores 8, beating the Blues 8-3. Utah tops the Flames 3-1, Calgary's fourth straight loss. Detroit, three straight wins, beating the Panthers 4-1. NBA Kings forward Keegan Murray agrees to a five-year, $140 million rookie contract extension. Sacramento brings in Russell Westbrook to a one-year deal.
This week at Macy's, it's the best time to save on fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters. Even better, it's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off, over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's biggest fall sale. Tomorrow, savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
Straight Talk presents The Math of More. Here's how it works. When you say yes to more with Straight Talk, you're left with more for all the other good stuff. So getting an unlimited plan starting at just $25 a month equals more savings for your family's weekend adventures. And with a network covered by Verizon, you can share more from wherever you go. It's simple math, really. More equals more with Straight Talk. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Taxes and fees apply. The $25 plan requires a compatible unlocked device and a new line of service. Additional terms apply.
A quick lunch option from Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, now serving smash burgers, only $9.99. Grab a burger and fries for only $9.99 at Bite Me Barbecue.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Rising shares in Bank of America and Morgan Stanley helped to lift the S&P 0.4% higher on Wednesday. The tech-heavy NASDAQ composite added nearly 0.7. The Dow Jones slipped a fraction to close at 46,253. The Federal Reserve's beige book is out and suggests that U.S. tariffs on foreign imports are pushing inflation higher. At the same time, though, it says labor markets were largely stable across the Fed's 12 districts. A sticky court fight is brewing over peanut butter and jelly. Smucker's is suing Trader Joe's, accusing the grocery chain of copying its Uncrustables product. Smucker says the Trader Joe's version violates several of its trademarks. Legos aren't just for kids. In fact, the latest plastic block set is labeled for 18 and up. The Lego Icons Tropical Aquarium features colorful fish, underwater plants, and corals inside a black Lego tank. 4,100 pieces at $480. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Friday night football coverage in our feature game. Hanover entertains Axtell. Battle of two undefeated state-ranked eight-man Division II teams. Join the Cape Reps pregame show at 6 ahead of pregame coverage and a 7 o'clock kickoff on FM 95.5. Marysville hosts Clay Setter on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Good Thursday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the fourth day of the trading week here in just a little bit as we take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trade day, and it was mostly mixed across the board. For the grains market, they finished up mixed to mostly lower across the board. For the seeds market, it was a good day overall as they finished up all in the green. And for the livestock market, the cattle finished up mixed across the board, and the hogs were consistently in the green all throughout the trade day. We'll see how these trends play out throughout the trading day today. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. Starting off in the corn market, December corn up 3 3/4 at 416 3/4, with March up 3 cents at 432 1/4. Kansas City wheat for December down 0.25 cents at 488 1/4, with March down 0.5 cents at 508 3/4. In the oats market, December oats down 3 1/4 at 293 even, with March down 2 3/4 at 315 1/4. In the bean market, November beans unchanged at 10.06 1/2, with January also unchanged at 10.24 1/4. Soybean meal for December up $1.60 at 275.90, with January up $1.40 at 279.60. Soybean oil for December up 23 cents at 50.80, with January also up 23 cents at 51.14. In the canola market, November canola up 4.80 at 6.20.40, with January up 4.20 at 6.34.30. In the cotton market, December cotton up 0.25 at 63.76, with March up 24 cents at 65.33. And in the energies, crude oil for November down 24 cents at 58.46, with December also down 24 at 58.03. All-in gas for November up a penny at $1.83, with December slightly up to $1.78. Heating oil for November down a penny at $2.17, with December also down a penny at $2.16. And natural gas for November down a penny at $3.01, and December down 3 cents at $3.66.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Prey animals have different colorations, which can be a tactic in helping protect themselves from predators. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts explains a study which analyzed what color variations offer the most protection.
Generally speaking, there, of course, are a lot of different kinds of coloration, but two of the main ones, the main categories that critters fall into are cryptic coloration, which we often think of, we would call that camouflage, or they have aposomatic coloration, which a much simpler way of saying that would just be warning coloration. So typically that's going to be strong colors that contrast against each other. So if we think about a skunk and it stands out, and once we've had that bad experience, then we know to avoid it.
He describes the parameters of this research.
There's a new study that came out this summer in the journal Science. It was replicated across the whole globe, basically. So it's got really robust results because they put out like 15,000 artificial lepidopterans, which Lepidoptera is the family that moths and butterflies are in. So they put out these triangles of paper that had a mealworm on them. So they actually had a food reward, and the artificial moths or butterflies were either brightly colored, and some of them were your typical, let's say, a monarch butterfly type color. It's red or orange and black that alternate and stand out. They also put out some atypical warning coloration, which instead of the orange and black might have been blue and black. So still strong contrasting, and it stood out, but it was different from what those predators would have been used to seeing.
Oftentimes, the more predators there are is a factor when it comes to their food selection, says Ricketts.
Really what they found was is that it was context dependent. So the warning strategies were best in areas where there weren't a lot of predators. And basically what that tells us is that the more competition there is for prey, or the more it might need to snatch up prey, then the more willing it is to take a chance that it might accidentally snag something that's going to make it sick. They also found that the imitations of the warning coloration that were atypical, so the blue and black instead of orange and black, were more likely to be sampled than the ones that they're familiar with.
That was K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts on animal coloration and its link to predation. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Falling leaves are the hallmark of the season. For avid gardeners, they're like pennies from heaven. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 16th. It is the 289th day of the year, and actress Angela Lansbury was born on this day. Some people see hours of backbreaking work when leaves are ankle-deep on the lawn. Others see dollar signs. In fact, the leaves of one large shade tree amount to $50 worth of plant food and hummus when composted. Pound for pound, they contain twice the minerals of manure. The best leaves for composting are maple, birch, ash, and those from fruit trees. Oak leaves are acidic, so make them a smaller percentage of your compost. And if leaves are slow to decompose, your pile is probably low on nitrogen. Add some manure or grass clippings to get things going and shred the leaves for faster breakdown. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY and 64 degrees. Highs around 80 on tap today. Tomorrow, a little bit cooler into Saturday. Mild weekend ahead. Thursday, sale date, Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Shorter run of cattle today, working around the fall harvest. They will have a sale beginning 11 a.m. today. Give any of their fieldmen a call for early consignment listings for their sales on Thursdays at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Athletics Department has officially publicly commented after fines were announced on the incident regarding the recent football game that they had in the state of Texas. As KSNT News reports, the event comes after the loss to the Texas Tech Red Raiders over the weekend with a 42-17 loss that happened on Saturday, with an incident that happened after the game where objects were thrown onto the field that resulted in fines for both the teams. According to the Big 12 Conference, they say that following the investigation of the game, Texas Tech and KU will be fined both $25,000 apiece, with the fine for Texas Tech stemming from the, quote, repeated instances of items being tossed onto the field, while KU's fines come from, quote, disparaging comments regarding the Big 12 Conference and a member institution. In a statement from the Big 12 Commissioner, they say, quote, Coach Leopold's comments questioned the integrity and professionalism of both the conference and a member institution. Both actions warranted a financial penalty. The Big 12 Conference prioritized integrity and will have no further comment on the matter.
Wildcat fans, K-State Soccer has some can't-miss promotions lined up to close out the home season. Be at Boozer Family Park Thursday, October 16th for Beach Night when the Cats take on Cincinnati. Then spend a Sunday cheering on the Cats when we face West Virginia on October 19th for Junior Wildcats Day. Your Wildcats then finish the home regular season on Thursday, October 30th against Iowa State with Varsity Willie Night. Order your tickets today for these big matchups by visiting kstatesports.com.
Tuesday night high school volleyball results. The Marysville Lady Bulldogs fell in two games in straight sets at Rock Creek. Marysville, now 7-23, will await regional seedings. In Twin Valley League results from Tuesday night at Washington County, the Valley Heights Mustangs defeat Frankfort and Washington County in straight sets, while Washington County defeats Frankfort in straight sets. At Hanover, the Lady Wildcats defeat Onega in two games in straight sets, while at Lynn, Centralia defeats Clifton Clyde in straight sets. Lynn defeats Centralia in three sets, and Lynn takes care of Clifton Clyde in straight sets. KNDY will also have full updates of postseason regional assignments for area volleyball teams as soon as they are announced.
Friday night football coverage in our feature game. Hanover entertains Axtell. Battle of two undefeated state-ranked eight-man Division II teams. Join the Cape Reps pregame show at 6 ahead of pregame coverage and a 7 o'clock kickoff on FM 95.5. Marysville host Clay Setter on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
KNDY.